Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the opportunity to talk now, since we could not participate earlier. At the outset, we would like to thank the efforts made by Ireland to coordinate these meetings, as well as the draft political declaration on strengthening the protection of civilians from humanitarian consequences arising from the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. Because civilians are the most harmed group of armed conflicts, they are the ones who pay its price. MAAT Association, in its capacity as the technical secretary of the Global Coalition for Limitation of Armaments, a coalition of civil society organizations from Europe, Africa, Asia, and Latin America, would like to present to you some recommendations. Our organization works in international humanitarian law, and arms control, whether in research, advocacy, or peace and security promotion. Today, we participate in these discussions to call for a strong political declaration, because to this day, the international humanitarian law is clearly and openly violated, and every state involved in conflict over the past decade claimed to be in full compliance with the IHL. Simply reaffirming international humanitarian law is not enough to bring meaningful change. We take this opportunity and present to you some proposals that could help strengthening that draft. We urge states to ensure that the declaration properly addresses the environmental risks arising from the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. And we would like to point out the need to properly integrate measures to protect the environment when dealing with its legacy. Research conducted by MAAT Association and the Global Coalition for Limitation of Armaments has highlighted the serious environmental risks associated with the use of explosive weapons, especially when residential areas are mixed with industrial, commercial, and energy infrastructure. Protecting the environment and the services it provides is a vital component of protecting civilians. Environmental pollution associated with the use of explosive weapons poses acute and chronic health risks to civilians. The use of explosive weapons is a particular environmental concern due to the destruction or damages to infrastructure and other objects in populated areas. Therefore, we ask countries to consider replacing the term natural environment with the term environment. Although the term natural environment is used in additional Protocol 1, it is considered an artifact of its period of development and does not reflect a contemporary understanding of the relationship between people and the environment, nor of the value of the environment as such. We also call for a reference to illegal arms transfers to countries affected by armed conflicts and the need to include the phrase compliance with the Arms Trade Treaty in arms transfers. Knowing that the primary purpose of the project is to protect civilians, it is necessary to highlight the illegal transfer of arms to countries affected by armed conflict. In conclusion, we appreciate the item on strengthening cooperation, especially cooperation with civil society organizations, and with any organization to promote international humanitarian law to protect civilians in armed conflict. We hope that there will be a greater opportunity for civil society organizations in the Arab region to participate in these meetings, as a greater number of organizations will enhance the effectiveness of achieving common goals. We also want to emphasize the importance of the participation of youth in promoting that document. We in MAAT have realized through our work the importance of the role of youth in promoting and implementing international humanitarian law, as we have trained more than 100 young men and women in areas affected by armed conflict. Helping the youth understand IHL will help strengthening the principle of protection of civilians in armed conflict. Thank you, Mr. Chair.